We ate. Everyone sang happy birthday and I blew out the candles. I don't remember what I wished for. I was allowed to stay up later than usual because I was still excited by all the things we'd seen and because I had slept so late in the afternoon. I sat on the back porch in my pajamas with Mom and Dad and Mrs. and Mr. Kim, drinking lemonade and watching the blueness of the evening sky, listening to the cicadas and the TV noises from other apartments. Eventually, Dad said, "Bedtime, Henry." I brushed my teeth and said prayers and got into bed. I was exhausted, but wide awake. Dad read to me for a while, and then, seeing that I still couldn't sleep, he and Mom turned out the lights, propped open my bedroom door, and went into the living room. The deal was, they would play for me as long as I wanted, but I had to stay in bed to listen. So Mom sat at the piano, and Dad got out his violin, and they played and sang for a long time. Lullabies, Lieder, nocturnes. Sleepy music to soothe the savage boy in the bedroom. Finally, Mom came in to see if I was asleep. I must have looked small and wary in my little bed, a nocturnal animal in pajamas. "Oh, baby, still awake?" I nodded. "Dad and I are going to bed. Are you okay?" I said yes, and she gave me a hug. "It was pretty exciting today at the museum, huh? Can we go back tomorrow?" "Not tomorrow, but we'll go back real soon, okay?" "Okay. Good night." She left the door open and flipped off the hall light. "Sleep tight. Don't let the bedbugs bite." I could hear little noises, water running, toilet flushing. Then all was quiet. I got out of bed and knelt in front of my window. I could see lights in the house next door, and somewhere a car drove by with its radio blaring. I stayed there for a while, trying to feel sleepy, and then I stood up and everything changed.